One poem only, like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. Here we go. New this submissions round, selected poets can choose to read their own poem on the podcast in their own voice. You can learn more and submit through the show notes. Some poems meet us differently the second time around. Today's is one of them. This is the first poem I read as part of a double feature. Wednesday double features were always part of One Poem Only, and they served as the gateway to reading living poets on the podcast. I have a library full of poetry books by exceptionally talented poets whose work and friendship I cherish. Inviting them to read on the podcast felt like a natural extension of the project, and since I wanted to share their book covers as well, I paired each episode with a second poem on Instagram. I love the fact One Poem Only is an audio-only podcast. In a world that favors video, I still believe in the power of simply listening. But I also want to meet listeners in other ways. So Wednesday double features remain: two poems, one poet. Even if it's breaking the rules, it captures the spirit of the show. Today, the poet is Gigi. I'm reading letter 14 from her book, The Maryland Rising, Letters to Maryland. Dearest Maryland, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you say something? All of the moments where you kept silence as your secret lover, why didn't you just scream? I'm just now learning that my rage is sacred, so pardon me for wanting to power through these pages with a blowtorch. You were so good, so pure, so angelic, and they had to demonize you. They took something so natural, so sacred, so expansive, and shrunk you down to a plain white halter dress. Little did they know of your witching ability to alchemize all the vanilla in the world into a hot fudge chocolate fucking sundae with rainbow sprinkles and the juiciest red sex pot cherry on top. They saw your beaming icy blue eyes and platinum blonde hair and said to themselves, "Yep, she's the devil in human form." How could they? How could they do that to you? And here's that sacred rage coming in. How could you allow it? Because every day I feel the strongest wave of your energy coursing through me, revitalizing and invigorating me for this treacherous and wild journey we call life. You know, I've always been more of an ice cream gal like yourself. Never much for pie, even though life keeps serving me many servings of the humble variety. I know you, I know my imperfections, and I know you spoke up when you needed to. And that all played out as it was magically meant to then, now, and forevermore. By Gigi. More from her, including her books, The Scorpio Rising and The Maryland Rising, Letters to Maryland, are linked in the show notes. She has a new book coming soon, The California Rising. Poems from San Francisco to LA. You can find her on Threads at The Gigi Rising and on Substack at The Matriarchy Rising. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. The curtain rises tomorrow. Subscribe so you don't miss it.